please lecture and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women step down. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Today I'm going to make a video about all these women in positions of power. Do they deserve them? Long story? Short story? Fuck no. Yes, I have fucking clips of women doing stupid shit and a lot of nonsense. Look at this fucking bitch. She's in politics. I believe she's married to her brother or something like that. And she does a defund the police shit. Yeah, these foreigners need to get the fuck out of this fucking country. And especially, she'll be doing no politics, right? Just an opinion, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback, right? Well, whatever. Let's continue. Yes, friends, I have a clip of a dumb bitch going before Congress and she's advocating why they should be using SNAP benefits to buy sugary drinks, you know, sodas and stuff like that. Yeah, does the American people need to be paying for this fucking shit so people get fat? Well, I don't know. Let's play that clip, right?
Should SNAP dollars be spent on sodas?
The purpose of the SNAPS program is to provide families to have food and beverages.
No, you're supposed to give people nutritious food, especially to children so they could grow up big and strong. Yeah, don't you want them to be healthy? Do you think sugar's going to give them all their vitamins and minerals so their brains will be fucking strong or whatever? Yeah, you're fucking stupid. Just by looking at your fucking carcass, I could tell you're a fucking worthless piece of shit. But women are going to fucking women. They're very fucking stupid, but whatever, right? Do what your feelings command you to do. Enjoy!
Should it be spent on sugary sodas?
I am happy to talk about hunger and nutrition, but not...
Oh, she doesn't want to tell people what they can and can't do, right? But yet you're giving people money to spend. Yeah, that's coming out of my fucking pocket. So don't you think that I should be able to say what you should and shouldn't eat? Yeah, if you're going to just let people do whatever the fuck they want with that money, might as well let them buy booze and cigarettes, right? You're consuming them too, right? I'm sure it has some kind of nutritional value, right? Right? Anyways, let's continue.
I'll dictate what Americans should or should not eat or may have access.
I'm asking if tax dollars should be used to pay for sodas.
No, you shouldn't be able to buy this kind of shit. Why would you be able to fucking buy sodas or any fucking junk food with fucking tax dollars? That is so fucking stupid. But this fucking bitch wants to be fucking grifting money. And you already know this answer too. I know you're just being fucking nice to her. Well, maybe we should stop being nice to women. Yeah, being nice to women fucking led us to this bullshit. Maybe we shouldn't be that nice to women. I don't know, maybe they should be tasting the back of my hand. Just saying.
Taxpayers' money should be utilized to ensure that individuals have access to the food that they need to survive or may be accessible to them.
Do they need sugary sodas to survive?
Okay, so now she's gonna bust that bullshit saying about people with diabetes. You need to give them fucking sugar. You know that orange juice has sugar too, right? You could give them orange juice, and that's a little bit more healthier than a fucking Coke, right? But no, you wanna be drinking fucking Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and all this bullshit. Yeah, I know you cocksuckers like fucking Baja Blast. But fuck you. No, don't fucking be spending that kind of fucking money, especially it's coming out of my fucking pocket. Fuck you. I'd rather waste that money on myself. Don't you think I like fucking booze and hookers? But no, I have to give it to all these single moms because of feelings. Well, fuck you. That's a feeling too. Enjoy.
Is that right? You
think they need Coca-Cola to survive? Do you think that's the most appropriate use of our tax dollars?
Gee, if you're gonna be doing this kind of shit, maybe we should start adopting Canadian healthcare. Yeah, you got a headache, buddy? Suicide. You can't go up the stairs? Suicide. Oh, you feel depressed? Oh, that's definitely suicide. Enjoy.
I am not a physician, but medical records and expertise.
You were just citing the health needs, apparently, of the American people. So, do the American people need Coca-Cola to survive?
Well, look at this little fat piggy. Yeah, don't you think her blood type is fucking Coca-Cola? Yeah, she doesn't want to run out of her fucking shit, right? Enjoy!
I did not say that. I said then.
I'm asking you. I'm giving you the opportunity to say yes or no.
I will not answer for individuals and their choices.
Oh, but you rather give people the choices to get diabetes and all this shit, huh? What a fucking bitch. Oh, maybe you shouldn't be doing this fucking job. Maybe you should be in the kitchen making sandwiches. I would say go make a baby, but god damn it, would you fuck this bitch? Well, you do you, bro. Enjoy.
You think that there are some Americans who need Coca-Cola to survive? Is that your testimony?
I'm happy to talk about the food and nutrition
you just don't know.
That individuals have.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid, probably not that little, probably like around 12. Yeah, I had a neighbor, my next door neighbor. The fucker's name was Kevin. He was a big fat motherfucker. I remember one time, because we had the verduleros, there was a guy that sells vegetables and all that shit comes to your neighborhood and you buy vegetables, eggs, or whatever. Well, yeah, the guy asked me, oh, go buy me a 2-liter soda. Yeah, I thought he was going to fucking share. You know what the motherfucker did? He fucking opened in front of me and my brother, and he chugged that 2-liter bottle of fucking Coke all by himself in one fucking sitting. Yeah. I was like, motherfucker. So you made me get you a fucking soda for nothing just to watch you fucking gorge, you fat fucking bastard. Yeah, incidentally, his brother died because he went to Mexico, to Tijuana, TJ. Yeah, he went over there and he supposedly ate some pork tacos and he ate some tainted meat and he gave him some brain worms and it made him fucking insane. Yeah, one time my mom was saying that she was in the backyard doing some yard work and she saw the dude's brother fucking naked and he was like 300-400 pound motherfucker naked in the backyard just fucking dancing around. Yeah, like if he was fucking Elsa saying, let it snow, let it snow. Oh yeah, fuck fat people, they suck nuts. Anyways, let's continue.
Don't know. I think most people can rationally say that you don't need Coca-Cola to survive. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree that we have a hunger crisis.
You know what? There wouldn't be no fucking hunger crisis, especially here in the United States, if you motherfuckers stop fucking meddling and shit. Yeah, you're like the fucking mystery gang, yeah. Well, you fucking have a dog like Scooby-Doo or some shit? You ain't solving no mysteries. The fucking mystery is why you so fucking stupid. But I guess the world may never know, right? Stop fucking around. Just saying.
And one of those is sugary Coca-Cola. What does SNAP stand for?
It's a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
What's nutritional about Coca-Cola?
Well, yeah, to make a long story short, according to the Brave browser, Coca-Cola is a carbonated soft drink with zero nutritional value in terms of essential vitamins, minerals, protein, or fiber. Its nutritional profile consists entirely of simple carbohydrates, which is sugar, and water, providing empty calories that offer rapid energy but no substantive health benefits. So, yeah. Does this bitch think that's just fucking good for you? Yeah, you could just read all that bullshit right there, according to Leo the Lion, is saying that soda fucking ain't worth fuck. So this bitch is saying that you need to drink soda because it's nutritional. Gee, maybe women shouldn't be fucking doing this kind of work. Maybe they shouldn't be doing work at all. Only thing they should be worrying about is making sandwiches and babies. But no, women want to be these boss bitches thinking that they're fucking great creatures and they could improve society. But obviously they can't do shit. So yes, just keep them as mothers and fucking wives. They're not even good at that, so we need to train them. Yeah, they used to be, what, finishing school or whatever they call them. We used to take women and train them to be proper fucking ladies or whatever. Maybe we should bring the schools back. Just an idea, but what the fuck do I know? I'm a fucking retard. But whatever, let's continue.
I am not a nutritionist. I am a food security expert in ensuring that individuals have the food resources that they need.
This is a common sense question. All of these have been common sense questions.
Well, let me stop you there, guy. Common sense is not that common. Yeah, they should call it uncommon sense, because most people nowadays are fucking stupid. They don't know how to activate their almonds. Their brain is fucking stuck on stupid. Yes, you have to fucking know things for fucking people to actually use their brains. Yeah, use your brain. But people's brain is fucking shit. So yeah, friends, we're stuck in this fucking timeline. Enjoy!
I'm just asking you, is there nutritional value to sugary sodas? It's a yes or no question.
Yes, friends, this bitch needs to answer the fucking question. Stop trying to fucking play with the fucking answer. You're just fucking going around in circles, you stupid bitch. Yes, you see why in fucking certain parts of the country they use rape as torture? Oh god, yes, the shit that we're gonna be bringing to America is gonna be fucking fun. Yes, it's because women like this fucking let fucking people do whatever the fuck they want. So now we're gonna bring the bad times. Enjoy!
I am not an expert. I would have to look at the dietary guidelines.
You're not an expert. I don't think that there's nutritional value to sugary sodas. I think most people in this room would agree with that assessment.
Hey friend, I got an idea. Won't you asking her, who's paying her? Yeah, who's writing her paychecks? Hmm? Maybe there's a reason why she's saying that soda's actually good for you. Well, guy, let's find out together.
But you have no opinion?
I'm here to talk about the food needs and the hunger crisis that individuals here in America are facing.
Are you that ideologically dug in that you want our tax dollars paying for sugary sodas that you will not, in a straightforward way, admit that sugary sodas are not healthful for the American people?
Gasp! The audacity! Yes, it looks like we have a winner here, folks! This guy just won the grand prize! What did he win? He didn't win fucking shit! Yes, this bitch is fucking going around in circles because she doesn't want to answer! And now you're fucking seeing this shit! Yes, these bitches don't need to be fucking working! They don't need to be in positions of power! No, women don't deserve no fucking rights! Now you're fucking seeing why! Enjoy!
I think that focusing on soda when people are going hungry...
We spend a lot of our tax dollars are spent on soda. That's why I'm asking about it.
Yes, I for one, I am tired of people wasting my money on stupid, frivolous shit. I think this guy is too, right? If not, he wouldn't be asking. Well, whatever. Let's continue.
You appear to be so ideologically dug in that you won't answer a simple question that's not an appropriate use of our tax dollars and that does not, in fact, make the American people more healthy.
I won't answer because there's no data for proving that.
Do you need data to determine whether drinking soda is healthy?
I'm sorry,
it's a serious question. Do you believe that perhaps drinking sodas every day is healthy?
Well, what can I say? This bitch has a fucking agenda, and she wants to promote fucking sodas. Yeah, I'm sure she's getting paid by these fucking companies. Oh, yes. That's what happens when you have fucking lobby groups and all this fucking shit. Yeah, we need to do an overhaul of our fucking government. But when are we gonna do it? Oh, it's gonna be after we go Civil War. If you don't think we're gonna go to Civil War, guess what, friend? You're stupid. But whatever. Let's continue.
The worst health outcome is hunger. When the individuals don't have the resources...
Do you satiate hunger with Coca-Cola?
I did not say that.
But you said that the worst health outcome is hunger, and I'm asking you about sugary sodas.
And I'm focusing on the nutrition needs and making sure that children have the resources...
Is your organization funded by soft drink makers?
There you go, buddy. Now you get into the meat and potatoes of this fucking shit. Ask her, who's paying you? Yeah, is it fucking Coca-Cola, fucking Pepsi? Who the fuck's paying you, motherfucker? Let's find out, right?
I am not in charge of development, but no.
It's not, okay. Is your organization funded by organizations that make money from food stamps?
Uh-oh, do you really want to know the perverted truth? Yes, the short story is definitely this bitch is getting paid by these cocksuckers. But no, because she's a woman, she could do whatever the fuck she wants, huh? Because people with their fucking feelings. But hopefully this guy does fucking nail her ass to the wall. Because this bitch is fucking grifting. Yes, and who's paying for this? Well, the taxpayer is. So if you're a taxpayer, guess what? You're putting the bill for this shit. Enjoy!
organizations who profit off of food stamps fund your organization? Your businesses?
I mean,
Cat got your tongue, bitch? What, you don't want to fucking say the truth, you fucking stupid bitch, that you're bought and paid for these motherfuckers, and you're just a fucking grifting piece of shit, and you're poisoning everybody because of money, you fucking cunt? Whatever, let's continue.
I can't comment to that. Happy to talk about the research that needed.
Does General Mills fund your organization?
I don't have access to that information.
I do, it's right here. They do fund your organization.
Well, there you go. This bitch is bought and paid for. Yeah, so she's giving all these fucking kids fucking sodas so she could line her pockets. So yeah, if your kids are fat, it's because of this bitch. And people like her. Enjoy!
Do they profit off of food stamps?
Retailers are the major beneficiaries.
You think that that's a conflict of interest?
Of course it is a conflict of interest. But the thing is, this bitch is never gonna admit it. Yeah, you got her already fucking like a deer with the headlights. Enjoy!
That's where EBT dollars are utilized.
Yes, and they're profiting off of your advocacy. Do you think that that's a conflict of interest?
Yes, friends, you can't trust these people. Especially fucking women. Yes, now you know why women don't deserve no fucking rights. They shouldn't be working or doing anything like this. But people are gonna be doing this fucking shit. Fucking, it's not gonna stop anytime soon. Yeah, bad habits die hard, so we're in this shit together, friends, so enjoy!
I think most people think that's a conflict of interest. I know you don't want to answer.
Yes, friends, you see how stupid women are? The shit that they fucking do? And you want to have a woman in your life? Yes, it'll be nice having a woman, but women are fucking retarded. And if you can't control them, they're gonna do some stupid shit. Yes, you gotta hold on to those grudges, and then you get to use them when this is gonna be civil war. You can unleash all that fucking hate. It's gonna be glorious. Don't worry, friends. You just gotta let this shit fucking run through, and sooner or later things will clear up for you. Yes, friends. You just gotta be strong and endure these things, because this shit is not gonna get any better. Yeah, fucking, you got that bullshit with Iran, and supposedly we fucking already gave up and we're giving Iran $300 billion. But who knows, Israel's gonna say, no, we're still fighting. And because Israel is the fucking master and we're their little bitch, we're gonna continue fighting this war. So yeah, if you think the fucking world's gonna get better, I'm sorry, friends, but you're dumb if you think that. No, it's gonna get fucking worse. We're gonna be fighting in a fucking war, and there's nothing we could do about it but go through with it. And finally, we could build a fucking great-ass empire. And hopefully we do go into space and all that good stuff. If not, then, oh well, I guess humanity had a good run. Anyways, something to think about. Well, take care of yourself, friends. Goodbye.
So is this trend where you go out to the club as a girl, you take a picture with basically like the most unattractive man you can find, then you get AI to change that picture so that the unattractive man is now... really attractive man, changed by AI. And then the joke is, haha, beer goggles, because when you then swipe to the second picture, it shows you what the man actually looks like, which is not the AI, really attractive man, but it's obviously an unattractive man. And I personally just think it's nasty, bullying, horrible, horrificness. Also, funnily enough, I've noticed that all the girls are doing it. They look about 18, 19, so like... Sorry, not sorry, but they are kids still. So I guess like kid mentality, fresh out of school, all you know is to be horrible to people. Like what is it? Like, oh, because they're men and I'm a man hater, I'm allowed to be horrible. That's the logic, just be nice. Like, unless someone was actually horrible to me, then I'm gonna be nice to them. Do you know what I mean? I'm not gonna bully people because they're not fucking attractive.